Hello, my friends, and welcome back. It is time for the Morning Mindset. You know, I haven't been mentioning this right at the beginning of the episodes lately, but we're in the middle of a Christian behavior series where we're talking about how Christians are expected by God to behave. That's what we're going to be talking about on this episode. We'll be looking at Romans chapter 12, verse number 16. So if you have a copy of the scriptures out, please get it out. And let me say as well, I would love to hear from you. I like interacting with listeners. I like hearing a bit of your story and even how you came to know about the Morning Mindset. You can always reach out to me by going to Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, or should I say writing to Carey at CareyGreen, just like the color, .com. I look forward to hearing from you. Well, as we get started today, I think it's important that we pray because we need God to reveal to us what his word means as we read it and try to understand it. So Lord, we are asking you to be our guide and our teacher today. As we look at Romans 12, verse number 16, please guide us, give us your insight, teach us how to apply it to our own lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now friends, let me ask you kind of a theoretical question today. Is it possible for a person to know they are humble? Now, if you stop and think about that for a moment, it's a little bit of a tricky question because is it a humble thing to say that you're humble? You see, it can feel almost contradictory to even admit such a thing, but there has to be a way that can be true. And what we're going to be talking about today is very, very similar because in Romans chapter 12, verses 16, as the Apostle Paul describes for us what Christian behavior should look like, he says, never, now listen to the extremity of that, never be wise in your own sight. That feels kind of like the question I asked, except we might say, is it possible for a wise person to know they are wise? Well, I think the answer is pretty obvious. Yes, a person who is wise enough to be considered a wise person is going to somehow know they are wise. They're going to know they have wisdom. And yet here's Paul saying, never be wise in your own sight. Now, what I think Paul's getting at here is that we as Christians, though we are given wisdom from God as we ask for it, we are always gleaning wisdom from the scriptures, which he has provided for that very purpose. We actually even have what scripture calls the mind of Christ. So we are able to think Jesus' thoughts about a circumstance or a situation right alongside him because he lives in us and expresses himself through us. And even though those things are true, we are to be humble with our wisdom. I think that's the point Paul is driving home here when he says, never be wise in your own sight. He's saying, don't just look at this from a human perspective. Be aware that whatever wisdom you have or may have, it doesn't come from you. Did you realize that? Your good ideas, your insight into a circumstance or a relationship or a problem isn't really coming from you if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. You have the Holy Spirit of God who, get this, friends, listen to this carefully, who lives in you. That's not just a spiritual statement, and it's not theoretical. It's not hyperbole or exaggeration just to make us feel good about ourselves. The New Testament teaches that when we place our faith in Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God comes to live in us, and he is our source from which God's wisdom comes into our lives. Do you get that? So as we're reading scripture to learn wisdom, as we're praying and asking God to illuminate our minds and our hearts about decisions and about circumstances that we face, the Holy Spirit is the one right there within us in the moment who's bringing all that to fruition. He is the one who's doing it. So when Paul is saying, never be wise in your own sight, he's saying, remember where your wisdom comes from. Don't let yourself get cocky or arrogant. Don't let yourself think too highly of yourself. Remember, God's grace is what has made all of this possible. Friends, I'm excited to know something like this. I'm glad to be reminded that it's not me, it's God. Because when it's God doing things, bringing the wisdom, then I can be assured I have something solid to stand on. So Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us as your people to represent you well in the way we handle the wisdom you provide. Teach us how to be humble. Teach us how to be wise in the use of our wisdom and in the expression of it so that others are benefited and your kingdom is built up. We ask you to do this in your powerful and mighty name. As we wrap up this episode, let me remind you, friends, we are not Christians because of the good things we do. We are Christians because we have received the free grace and forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ. If you would like to know how you can be sure you are a Christian, go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. You will find that link in the description for this episode. And friends, I mentioned that I'd love to hear from you. You can always reach out to me by writing directly to me at Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, at CareyGreen, just like the color, .com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.